lived in a time far away. Lived the king of all joy, called the father of play. His home was a castle overlooking the seas, atop the mountain Majesto on the island of Ys. From his throne on the summit, the king could survey dominions both near him and those far away. There were regions of pastel amid puzzling pinks, and a psychedelic sector with some paisley precincts. Other realms of whimsy were wintry white, with monuments gleaming in the astral night. The island itself was a magical place, which happily hung in the vastness of space. The mountains kept company with radiant stars, boasting their brilliance like celestial tars. A laser-like show was a nightly prelude, pushing pathways through darkness till morning ensued. The mountains were not silent witnesses to the grandeur of stars. Their relationship was connected and harmonious like parallel bars. The trees of the foothills, all piercing the sky, had flora so stunning, it pleasured the eye. Fruit hung from the branches, every flavor and type. The bounty was plenty, the crop always ripe. The sounds of the system were lovely to hear, as the venue made music, delighting the ear. Raindrops formed rhythm with their egress patrolled by the maestro of mood, keeping tempo controlled. The meadows were compounds of colorful turf, with streams of silk beaches and the symphonic surf. There were luminescent breezes blowing so soft, escorting beasts in the billows, relaxing aloft. There was never a meeting or appointment missed, for concept of time didn't exist. Palettes of splendor came to rest on the loam, forming fashions of foam for a species called gnome. As you might have guessed, the king had many friends with whom he shared these beautiful lands. The kingdom had creatures every size and shape. Some hopped, some crawled, some paced like an ape. An assortment of classes took to the sky like birds. A few kept to themselves, while others formed herds. There were slow-stirring loafers and quick-legged beasts, some fanciful fauna, to say the least. But honored were beings with legs only two, hand-picked by the joy king for a task to debut. Most of the two-footers were clowns, goofs, and buffoons, with a high number silly dupes and witty lampoons. There were limb vindy lissom, towering so tall, and some short, stubby stumps with no legs at all. The numbskulls and nitwits who lived on Noid's Hill banged things together just for the thrill. There were also some loonies who played in the pools near the zoo of the zanies in the land of the fools. In a sector secluded, settled Duderman's crimes. Except for the silent, they were the quietest tribes. There were tippy-toe twirlers in the lands of loot who stylishly stumbled and staggered about. And from a county they called Fiddle-a-Doo hailed the fidgets and tinkers who loved to construe. Every nation had features which made them unique, and most used exclusive communication techniques. Some spoke a language making sounds so absurd, while others used signals never speaking a word. A perfect example highlighting this fact was the muteness of mimes who espoused the abstract. The kinship had customs and costumes they wore, dating back generations derived.